All right, and good evening, are you cartoon addicts out there? And let's get ready to dive into another amazing episode of the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I am your host, the one and only Frank, and joining me, as always, are my two partners in crime. You know, we're talking about the encyclopedia of all cartoons. That's Gemini, and the man that I want to be when I grow up one of these days. You know, I'm talking about Rolly himself. Now, before we get into today's episode, do us a favor. Remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, share our videos, right, and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or anywhere where you can watch your podcast. And of course, for some really cool, amazing cartoon clips, you got to check us out on Instagram and on TikTok. Now, Rolly, I heard a rumor that we have a new home when it comes to where we're also housing our podcast. Talk to me about that.
I was worried they kicked you out.
For real. I thought he was, for real?
Yeah. All right. So, yes, I'm happy to say that the Cartoon Rewind podcast has branched out into the toy business. We've decided to share some of the stuff that Frank keeps in his vault. Along with some new toys. So, but at CartoonRewind.com, if you're looking for toys, we recommend you pay us a visit. Check us out. There's also a sign-up page. You can get 10% off if you sign up for our newsletter and 10% off your first order. So check us out.
There you go. Love that, buddy. Thank you. All right. And D, the toy guru, the man that knows everything and anything. What is your hat saying today, my friend?
It's our episode, is it not? It says
there it is. That's right. All right, so Rolly,
let me help you out, Frank. Dwayne, he was setting you up. You know, it was a setup. You're supposed to say, we're doing toys, Star Trek toys today.
Hey,
boom, and then saves them.
Star Trek toys.
Okay, and how are the listeners on the podcast listeners supposed to read the hat?
Exactly. But that's okay, though, buddy.
Our German friend who downloads us and perfect Nugent to them.
See, this is why you watch
Star Trek?
This is why you watch us on Spotify and YouTube. So you can see the hat scrolling says the Toy Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Toy.
See? It goes to show that you don't listen to us on Spotify because Spotify is audio only.
No, we can do video.
We could. It's just, you know.
Because our other podcasts are video on Spotify, so that's up to the producer who wants to do the work. So
yeah, well, producer has two jobs,
two wives,
two wives,
15
school.
Kids.
You're the one
with 15 kids.
Oh, is that me?
Yes.
My bad on that one. Right. My bad.
So,
all right, Rolly. Yes. So, what are we doing today, buddy?
So, I'm so glad you asked. Since for those who cannot see the hat, right? We are going down. We're doing one of our favorite things besides cartoons. Is we're talking toys.
Yes.
Toys. So let me give you, for those who want a little hint of what toys we'll be doing today, here it is.
What show is that?
I'll give you a little hint.
Bird? Is it a plane?
We're talking about
space.
Thank you.
The final frontier. These are the voyages of a Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life on new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
So, we are doing Star Trek, Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do the soundtrack for you.
Oh, you got to, buddy. You got to.
So, yes, Star Trek.
See, I got you.
Something that I can actually be, I can say I am an expert on.
Yes, well, you okay. are, buddy. Yes,
of are. The three of us. Of the three of us.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, this in this week's episode, we're going to just review one of the toy lines, the first wave. And this is the 1992 Playmates line. So, originally Next Generation was Galoob. The first two waves were through Galoob. And it was not very successful. So in 1990, they came out in 1988. A couple years later, Playmates bought the rights to do the figures, which were a lot better articulation, a lot better detailed, and obviously had lights and sound. So every kid's dream. So in 1992, yeah. they came out with a series. So let me share my screen. Did anybody here have any Star Trek toys?
Nope.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, I did not own a single figure, but I did own a lot of props and ships.
So
let me reconfigure that one. I own
okay.
Deep Space Nine.
I had that one too.
Mm-hmm. Those toys. That's the one I had. But that was later on after the show.
I owned. I'm with you, Frank. I actually in '92 never bought any figures. I bought them years later when I was kind of when I finally had my man cave and I wanted to do some of my display some of my figures. Yeah, but in the '90s I did have the ships. I did have Deep Space Nine, which by the way I had to sell it when I lost my job. So.
Damn.
I had to sell some of my rare collectibles ships, so.
I don't know what to mine.
Yeah, I should have saved it. I still have a few. I still have a few that I hold on to. All right, but let's talk about the carded figures first. Like I said, good figures, good articulation, nice accessories. And the first two right here, it is the Borg.
Mm-hmm.
Because who doesn't like the Borg?
Oh my God, that's when I started loving the show more. Just yeah. like when with Deep Space Nine, when Sisko shaved his head. You know what I mean? That's when it started getting good, man.
That was when it was started getting good. Once I also say when the well, I think it's the same time as the Defiant. As soon as mm-hmm. the Defiant came aboard.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have the Borg, plasma rifle, which they didn't need. Cutting arm, shield generator, and six coils, which is the little tubes that I know you like, Frank.
Oh, you know, tubes are awesome.
Tubes are awesome. And then we also have the captain himself, Jean-Luc Picard, the weirdest Frenchman, yeah. with an English accent. I don't know how that works, but whatever.
Question: were the figures really that shiny? Because look at Picard, no. He's fucking glycerine, bro.
Let's see. Because guess what? I actually have him.
You got Picard?
I have Picard. Let me turn on the light and turn. So this is Picard. He doesn't look so glossy.
Okay, because here he's just freaking shiny, dude.
Shiny, yeah. No, I won't put him. He's shiny. Yeah, if you hit him with the light, he's shiny. So I got Picard, and I actually also have the Borg figure.
Oh, the same one that's on here. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, speaking of toy stores, these two are on sale on the toy store. So if you go to CartoonRewind.com, you can find them.
Nice. So,
just in case, if anybody's interested. As you can see, value is not a lot. So very popular line. But not so much for the figures. The figures were just playthings, and there was a good amount of them produced, so they're not very, very expensive. Then again, next we have Commander Riker, first officer. Again, a lot of accessories that no one really needs. He's got his phaser, his tricorders. On the holster, he has a UV source and the field kit with analyzer. Why? Because I don't know. No. And then you had the Marquis, the Ferengi. Wow. Okay. Which again was a. This was an issue here when they first came out because the Ferengis was not portrayed in a very good light.
They were swindlers. They were thieves, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you know who the rumor is who they're supposed to be, right?
Jewish people, right?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
So
I remember hearing something about that, but I just couldn't remember.
So Gene Roddenberry hated Jewish people?
He hated a lot of people, so it's fine. Because you also have the Klingons, and those are the blacks. For real, that's what it is. Value here, it's funny how, the price is about the same, pretty much. The Star Treks are a little more expensive. So you see here, Riker, this is, he's a little beat up. He's got a little, he should have a little torn.
And is he posing with his arm?
Yeah, he's sitting behind Picard. Standing up behind Picard.
Mm. And I always see his hands. I always feel like his hands are too big.
Okay, so that wasn't just me then.
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Just you. Then we go to the Garon, the Klingon, which looks nothing like Garon, but whatever.
Kapla.
He should have. Oh, hello to you too. He should have bigger eyes, but pretty good figure. I thought it was a good figure. And then Data. Not much there to talk about. A lot of accessories, a lot of phasers. Cool. If you notice here, like, a little sloppiness. See how Data on the name badge is just a sticker? Mm-hmm. This is Data on the standing base. And then Riker's.
On Riker, does it say?
His name is so long. It's so long that I got to put a slanted. Same thing with Picard's, not even straight either.
Damn.
Well, that's what happens when you make them very cheaply.
Yeah, man, those 5-year-old kids in China, man, they got lazy.
Yeah. So, I don't have any of these. Then we have the counselor.
Deanna Troi.
Because she's a girl, Deanna Troi, yes. She's half Betazade, half human. Lieutenant Commander Kunta
Kinte. Jordi LaForge.
Oh, sorry.
A blind.
That name was.
A blind black
Toby. We call him Toby.
Linebacker.
No. Call me. Kunta Kinte.
Okay. Yes. Or some of you know him from reading Rainbow.
Yes.
Yes. Again, nothing special about these figures. Nothing outrageous.
You know, I can't stop. I cannot unsee the stands anymore because of you.
Right? What stand?
The names. Oh. Whoa. None of them are in the same spot.
They're no, just none of them at all.
Yeah, and LaForge had to separate it. LaForge,
of course,
to get it on there. When we go into Worf is there. He's also crooked. He's even crooked in the box. Looks like he's running, trying to get out.
Get me out of here!
He's trying to get out.
Get me out.
This guy comes. Yeah,
damn.
He comes with a hand phaser, a tricorder, a bat lift. Sword, mm-hmm. Sword and combat blade. So they gave him all sharp, pointy objects.
And it's all red.
And it's technically it's orange.
But is it orange?
Like an orange, like a burnt orange. Let's call it red.
Do you have Worf?
I do not.
Okay.
Not in this series. No. I may have a later. I believe I have a Deep Space Nine version of him.
Is it just me or the Romulan looks like a what is Spock's?
Spock?
What is Spock race? Klingon? No? No?
No, Spock's
Vulcan. Vulcan, okay. Mm-hmm.
They're cousins. They're related. They're the same. They split. So the original Vulcans left, and they became Romulans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because he looks definitely like a Vulcan.
Yeah, pointy ears and everything. So, yes. And that's it. Those are the toys. You get no Doctor, you didn't, and no Wesley Crusher.
Aw, that was probably the next wave.
And no Tarsha Yar either.
Oh, that's right, because she was the whatchamacallit? She was the chief of security, right?
Depends on what year, but yes, she was the first one, and then
yeah, and then Worf she took. Got killed.
Yeah, she got killed, and then Worf took over.
No Whoopi Goldberg.
Didn't she have sex with Data?
She did have sex with Data. Yes.
Okay, I remember that.
Data's a machine.
Data. She asked Data if she can do anything a human can, and he's like, "I'm programming lots of sexual positions." All right, some accessories we have, which I also owned.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Number me one, too.
The tricorder.
Not I had
me,
it.
Not me.
Oh, sorry, not tricorder.
The communicator.
The communicator, which I had. Okay. I don't think I still have it, but there's that one, and then you have, and again, really inexpensive, boxed. You can get it loose for $8. Wow. The phaser.
I had the phaser.
Type 2 phaser, to be exact. And a good thing about the boxes that the Playmates came from, they all had the Try Me button.
Yes.
So you can make sure that's... And a lot of them also had collector's numbers on them. So you can, to make you think it was valuable.
They were smart.
But, yeah. And then one that I wish I had and never got was a tricorder.
I had that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was gonna buy the remade one, but it was $800, and I'm like,
How did you have that one?
Who?
Frank.
How did he have it? What do you mean?
Dude,
he was a Star Trek
back in the days. I was a huge, huge Star Trek and Transformers fan. That was my thing. Transformers has always been my thing. But I used to be a big Star Trek fan, dude. I just never liked the figures. Yeah. I was more for the accessories and whatchamacallit, the ships. And on this bad boy right here, the bottom folds up and down. And you see where that sticker that says New Rolly?
Yeah.
Right next to it. You see where it looks like a green switch?
Right here?
Yes, that's how you turned it on and off. The one I've always wanted was the medical one.
Oh, it has a little piece on the top,
yes,
that comes out.
That's the one I've never had that I wanted. And the laptop that Picard has on his desk.
Yes.
It was actually a piggy bank.
Oh, really?
And I wanted that so bad for my desk. Now, mind you, this was back then when the printers had that the paper with the holes on the side, and the printer went this way.
Those are called dot matrix printers.
Is that what it is? Okay, yeah, those. Yeah. Right.
You should love the sound of that.
I saw it at where was it?
Copy USA.
I think it was at Target or something like that. I can't remember. It was a department store, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy that next time.
Came
of course, it was freaking gone, dude. But I've always wanted that laptop and the medical tricorder, and I never had it.
I just think that this price is... I think he's wrong on his price.
I was expecting this to be a little bit higher. I ain't going to lie to you, especially the figures.
Yeah.
Depends where you go.
Well, I'm going to check right now. I'm looking at right here. $80
for what?
For this same one, a boxed $80. Oh shit, $150 for the Playmates Star Classic Series communicator tricorder.
Wow, really?
So the price is a little off here. You're looking at, realistically, you're looking somewhere between $70 to $80 based on what I'm looking at here. Live on eBay.
I was still in high school when this was, depending on which month this was released, I was still in high school.
I was also in high school. Yes. Yes. All right. And that's it. Those are the only accessories that came out in 92. Again, the accessories, the play sets and everything that got good was 93. Let me see. Nothing. Playsets. No playsets released. The only vehicle we got was the Galileo. Oh, no. This is not Galileo. This is the Gutter. The Gutter. Shuttlecraft.
Shuttlecraft.
Lights and sounds. This one on the secondary market, I don't really... Oh, here's one. $40. So, $40. So, it's about the, looks about correct pricing.
No, it doesn't.
Why?
Because it was in a box, perfectly saved. This is worth probably more to a Star Trek fan, more than $50.
Okay, but it's $40, so why would I... I'm happy with it.
Of course you are.
I'm happy paying $40 for it. And that's it, guys. That's the whole... That's,
you know, I never owned that. Series. I never owned that.
The shuttlecraft, I never owned either.
Yeah. I owned the one from from Deep Space Nine. The runabout?
The runabout? Oh, yeah. I had
the runabout. Is that what it's called? The longer one?
Yeah.
Yes. Where the front opened up and a figure can sit inside.
Yeah, this one I don't think nothing fits inside this one. This is just that's all you get.
And it lights up. That's it.
And it lights up. Yeah.
Makes noise.
Light up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't put anybody inside.
Nope.
You can open it up. If I remember correctly, let me check.
Can you?
Yes, you can. So same thing as a runabout. The front fits a person, right? And then the back goes down, and then you can put in. It came with a cargo that you can put in the back.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had you can and it had two buttons, one for the phasers and one for the engines.
Did you have the phaser rifle?
The one that was shown here?
No, the rifle itself. The rifle.
No, I never had that one.
Yeah, I never liked it because it was just a handheld phaser with an extension. I never liked the way it looked.
Did it light up?
Later on it was better.
It did, later on. That I agree. So I'm telling you, it took me a minute to like the Enterprise D. It took me a minute. But I still watched the show because I had to, because it was Star Trek. You know what I mean? And I just had to watch my Star Trek.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. But you're right, though, because the rifle, the phaser rifle, was pretty much the front looked like this, and it had the second part in the back.
Yeah.
Still cool, though. I would have bought it.
Nah.
It got later on, when it went to the movies, it got better.
It did.
So... But yeah, so far for 92, I only had two things. Well, I have four, I have two because of the figures that I have. So, but originally when this first came out, I skipped the figures and I went straight to the accessories.
And yeah, I should have bought the communicator, but I never did.
93 though, in 93, that's when you get the ships.
Which will be the next one we to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, all right, let's talk about this. Let's take a quick look at some of the toys then, some of the commercials for the toys.
What? Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. So, let's see here.
Computer subspace transmission to Starfleet Command from Enterprise. Stardate 4584.3.
I like how they just recopy
Commander Data has
scenes.
The away team transported to the surface of Zeta 4 to rescue a diplomatic delegation from automatic weaponry suddenly out of control. The Ferengi arms dealer is trapped by his own laser cannon fire, along with Gowron the Klingon warrior and the Romulan ambassador. Data targets the weapon's power source with deafening results.
Oh, it came with a little extension, so like it looks like he was actually shooting or something.
Yeah. Except when he's walking around, let me go back to it. When he walks around, it just looks like he has a little snake. Watch, see him? So a little. he's got a little snake just going around. Little stick. He's just waving his little stick around.
And what's on his forehead?
He's having a little tattoo.
Wasn't that like a mind device or something like that?
No, it was a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
You're thinking on that series he had something in his brain because they were sending a signal.
No, because it always lit up. It always lit up while he was, like, it was a computer counting money or something like that, because Quark always had something on his head. The one who...
Quark had that thing behind his the little steel
thing, curtains,
right?
He had the little curtains. Yeah, little curtains for Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they did that so they don't have to put makeup back there.
Well, it's smart.
All right, so the next one we have is...
Computer subspace transmission to start big command from Enterprise. Starting 4508.4. It's a single blast, so it's unknown. Lieutenant Worf checks weapon systems. Captain Picard orders full shields from Lieutenant LaForge in engineering. Suddenly there is an alien presence on the ship. It's one of the Borg, a hostile robotic life form. Commander Riker returns phaser fire.
He has a stick.
Star Trek, the next generation action figures from planes.
Bro, those freaking phasers coming out, bro, that is so cheesy.
It's a stick.
Exactly.
It's just Lieutenant Riker hits him with a stick. No effect.
The Borg is down.
The Borg is down. The Borg has been hit with a stick. Oh no. I have fallen. I cannot get up.
If only Janeway knew that back then, huh?
Only what? What? Only who? What?
Janeway. All right. So next up, we have they made Star Trek Happy Meal toys.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Presenting McDonald's Star Trek meal, parents.
Okay, but this is already using the original series logo, not the Next Generation.
Take
logo.
A good look. It's the only meal approved.
Oh, it's from the movie.
By the United Federation of Planets. Outside, the Enterprise. Action, intrigue. Five exciting boxes based on Star Trek, the motion picture.
And no, it's not this way, but I figured it was really interesting because I don't remember Star Trek.
And cookie sampler and which Star movie? Trek prize. Star Trek
the first
meal,
one.
Games, jokes, puzzles. Your kids will love them. McDonald's Star Trek meal.
I don't know what the toy was, though.
Well, did you have a flashback when you saw the cookies in the bag?
The cookies, yeah, the bags, yes.
It probably wasn't the toy. It's probably the box.
That was probably that, yeah. But I don't ever remember them doing a. But again, I'm not surprised. It's McDonald's. You know what I mean? But I don't ever remember a Happy Meal.
What are you talking about?
I remember the Happy Meal.
Do you remember the Happy Meal with
the movie? Yeah, I never got it. Well, hold on. No, I'm thinking of lying. I'm saying subconsciously I'm saying I remember it, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
I think I just seen it so many times already that I think I remember it. All right. Now, this is not a toy. Well, technically it's a toy. All right.
What is it?
It is a 90. It's a Star Trek The Next Generation phaser.
A TV remote.
Universal remote. Yes. Now, I still have this.
You still have it?
I still have it in its box, yes.
No, you do not.
I do.
I had this.
Now, this is my first Father's Day gift that I ever received.
Which kids?
So, my oldest daughter. It's my oldest one. Yes. So, I want to say I got it. I remember when I bought it because I had to go buy it. I didn't pay for it. My ex-wife paid for it. Service merchandise. You guys remember that?
Yes,
so,
I do.
Yeah. So I bought it there. You know, you had to pick it, write down the number or take the tag and then wait for it to be sent to the front. But yeah, I have it. I still have it in this box with a service merchandise sticker on it saying that I paid for it. I used it for a while. It does have the option to put it into play mode.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. Yeah, I saw it the other day because I was going through some of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it. Yeah. But so that's pretty much it that we have for Star Trek's Playmates line 1992 Series 1. And a little extra there.
Yeah.
Overall, though, before we go we continue talking about it. Frank, you're good at it. Can you remind our audience, all four of them, of our rating system?
Actually, I just got a notification. It's actually 5 now, buddy.
Oh, five.
Just let you know.
Oh, because that. Is it because you have 2 accounts?
Yes, that's the reason why. All right, so, after our reviews or whenever we speak about anything, we always got some sort of ratings. So as this is a toy edition one, right? Notice I didn't use the word special anymore, right? Because we're just doing a lot of these and people are loving it, which is great. The toy edition ratings are as follows. First one is collect. That means pretty much in a nutshell that it was owned when we were younger and we would own it again today. We got the flip, which means that we'll buy it, but we'll just buy it just to sell it, right? Just to flip it, make some money. And then, of course, the last one that we have is pass. Like, no, thank you. Hasta la vista, baby. I don't want it. Those are our ratings.
Nice. So I can speak for everyone here when we say it's a collect.
Huh?
From everybody here.
I think it's a flip for D.
Thank you. Flip.
Yeah. Hold on. D, hold on. Let me mute you for a second. So, So as you can probably tell, since I have them, and I have some of the original series, that for me is a collect. Mm-hmm. Even though I am selling it, but I have a large Star Trek collection that is just way too many, taking up half of my world. So it's a collect for me. Lots of enjoyment I had with the ships growing up.
But you see, we didn't show the ships. The ships I won't sell. But if they did a reconfigure, like how G.I. Joe did the what are they called now?
Classified.
Yeah. Classified like that. I'll definitely collect those. But those older versions, yeah, man, we flipping them all day. Flipping them all day. The phasers, the tricorders, yeah, we flipping them all day.
And I'm gonna have to agree with D. Again, I'm just not a big Star Trek fan like I used to back in the days. You know what I mean? I respect the toy. I think they're cool with just the ships. You know what I mean? But for me, I would just flip it. That's me. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if they came out with a Voyager line, you know I'm collecting all of those all day. 100%.
They do have Voyager line.
Not like
classified.
Yeah.
Well, Super 7 makes the Ultimates. Yeah. I still think they're a little pricey. I think the Ultimates for $30 would be a good price. So all right. Well, I think Frank, I think we're good. So I think it's we got two flips
and one collect.
And one collect. Well, because you got two flips, I'm gonna give you a third flip.
I wonder what that is.
and just for reference, Rolanda's newly bride is on TV playing in New York. There she is.
Oh, is that her right there?
There she is, right there.
Oh, sure, right there. I can see her from. I'm gonna throw a kiss. Bye, babe. See you when you get home later.
Oh, she just waved at you. You saw that?
Yes, she did.
Yes, I thought again. Just to wrap this up, though, Playmates, based on previous past versions of Star Trek toys and figures, Playmates was a lot more, was a big step forward back in the 90s, and helped out a lot to extend the longevity of Star Trek toys. The only difference is a lot of people want more ships than the action figures, but this, for the first time in 92 and 93, people were starting to play with the action figures more. Because of the fact that the good job the Playmates did, so, and they got the licensing and they're sending them. I have all my good Star Trek stuff in the display case, but they have Playmates came out with a little more smaller version, a little more detailed of some reissues. So, all good. So thank you guys, Frank.
Of course.
Do what you do best.
All right. Well, guess what? That wraps up our show for today. So, from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, we want to send out a huge thank you. And thank you for tuning in as well, right? So remember to show some love with the like, hit that subscribe button, and stay connected with us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you watch your podcast. Remember, we do have a new home. Rolly, Where is it?
CartoonRewind.com.
There you go. And don't forget to put that www, because that's important nowadays. Right, Rolly?
Yes, it is. www. Or if you're cool, or if you're a geek, as you know, you can put the HTTPS.
Exactly, exactly. Because that's how you know that it's secure. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes. And also, don't forget to catch us on Instagram, TikTok for even more amazing cartoon clips. And of course, until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts. Peace.